Electro-aerodynamic propulsion, powered by Maxwell and Coulomb. The insights presented in this essay stem from dozens of experiments performed by the author between 2016 and 2018, exploring electro-aerodynamic propulsion with a wide range of power sources, AC and DC, electrogeometries, and ion emitter types. These investigations culminated in the construction of the 80 centimeters rotor depicted below, which achieved a rotational speed of 18 revolutions per minute using less than 6 kilovolts and only about 100 milliwatts of electrical input power. This experimental campaign revealed that performance depends far more on the distribution and geometry of electrostatic fields than on the movement of air or the ion current itself. The observations laid the foundation for the theoretical reframing of electro-aerodynamic propulsion that follows. Electro-aerodynamic propulsion, the silent engine. Electro-aerodynamic, EAD, propulsion, often called electro-hydrodynamic, EHD, thrust or ion wind, is one of those rare technologies that looks like science fiction, a device that silently moves through air with no moving parts, no combustion, and no visible exhaust. The public first heard of it in the early 2000s through backyard lifter projects, and again in 2018 when MIT demonstrated an ion plane gliding across a gymnasium. Yet the underlying physics has a longer and more intricate history. Almost a century earlier, Thomas Townsend Brown and Paul Biefeld observed that high-voltage capacitors could generate a small but persistent thrust. Brown attributed the effect to anti-gravity. Modern science, armed with Maxwell's and Coulomb's laws, recognizes that the truth is subtler and, in many ways, more profound. EAD propulsion is not about blowing air with ions. It's about sculpting electric fields so that the resulting electrostatic stresses produce a net mechanical force. In this sense, EAD devices are powered by Maxwell and Coulomb, by the geometry and dynamics of the electric field itself. The ion wind misconception. Ask most engineers about EHD propulsion and you'll hear a simple story. A sharp emitter produces ions via corona discharge. These ions accelerate toward a collector electrode, colliding with neutral air molecules along the way and transferring momentum to them. The neutral gas moves, the so-called ionic wind, and by Newton's third law, the device experiences an equal and opposite thrust. This picture is not wrong, but it is incomplete. In practice, the ions carry negligible mass. Their collisions with neutrals are frequent, yes, but the momentum transferred per collision is tiny. More importantly, no significant mechanical force acts directly on the needle tip or collector. The wind is a byproduct, not the source, of propulsion. The true engine lies in the electric field that accelerates those ions, in the redistribution of electrostatic energy as space charge forms and flows. Field pressure and the Maxwell stress. Maxwell's equations describe how electric fields store and transfer momentum through the Maxwell stress tensor. $$. BFT equals / var epsilon underscore 0 / math BFE / T frac 12 E squared / $$. Integrating this tensor over the surface of any body yields the net electrostatic pressure acting on it. This pressure, not the motion of air, is what pushes an EHD thruster forward. When a corona discharge occurs, a cloud of ions forms around the emitter. These ions do two critical things. 1. They partially shield the emitter's electric field. The local field strength drops near the tip but remains strong in the surrounding volume. 2. They distort the overall field geometry. On one side of the emitter, the field lines terminate on nearby charged surfaces or grounded structures. On the other, they extend outward, partially neutralized by the space charge. The result is an imbalance in electrostatic pressure on the emitter-collector system, a net force. Momentum flows from the field to the electrodes, not through molecular collisions. Coulomb's law at work. At the simplest level, the forces involved are described by Coulomb's law. $$. BFF equals / frac 1 4 / pi / underscore 0 / frac q underscore 1 q underscore 2 r squared / $$. Every charged surface element of an EHD structure attracts or repels every other charged region in its environment. The total thrust is the vector sum of these myriad coulombic interactions, continuously reshaped by the moving ions that modulate the field. In a steady-state corona, a thin sheath of positive ions sits between a high-voltage emitter and a relatively negative collector, or the surrounding environment. Those ions serve as mediators. They partially shield the attraction between emitter and collector, and by moving, continuously reset the field asymmetry. The steady electrical input maintains that imbalance, converting electrostatic potential energy into mechanical force. Lessons from NASA and the limits of the ion wind paradigm. In the early 2000s, NASA and its contractors revisited Biefeld-Brown type devices under the Gravitech and TALI-AS studies. Using high-voltage asymmetric capacitors in both atmospheric and vacuum environments, the experiments were meant to test whether the effect could persist in the absence of air. The results were unequivocal and unintentionally revealing. In atmospheric mode, rotors achieved barely measurable rotation, 1 to 2 revolutions per minute, and thrust in the 10 to 100 in range, orders of magnitude below what would be expected if the devices truly leveraged a gravitational effect. The motion was fully attributable to conventional corona discharge and weak ion wind. In vacuum, at pressures down to 10-6 torr, motion ceased entirely. Any transient signals were traced to outgassing or residual surface charge. Without air molecules to sustain ionization, the electrostatic field became symmetrical, and the force vanished. The investigators concluded that the thrust scaled roughly linearly with air density, a finding often cited to debunk EHD propulsion as a vacuum impossibility. But what it really demonstrated was something deeper. Without a medium to carry space charge, the electric field loses the asymmetry that produces electrostatic pressure gradients. In other words, those early tests accidentally confirmed the Maxwell stress interpretation of electro-aerodynamic propulsion. It wasn't gravity at work, nor mere ion drag. It was the presence of a charge-mediated field imbalance that mattered. The Gravitech devices, built for simplicity and symmetry, lacked any significant charge reservoir or field-shaping dielectric. Their open geometries diffuse field lines into the surroundings, wasting most of the electrostatic energy. By contrast, the EPS aluminum rotor described here concentrated charge along a well-defined conductive skin, letting the space charge region sculpt the local field. The result, usable thrust at less than 6 kV and roughly 100 milliwatts, performance nearly 2 orders of magnitude better in energy efficiency. These findings echo a consistent theme. Electro-aerodynamic efficiency emerges not from voltage or airflow, but from control of charge topology and field geometry. The charge reservoir effect. Lightweight foil over a rigid, insulating core behaves as more than just a conductor. It forms a large area charge reservoir that amplifies the asymmetry of the electric field. In the present design, expanded polystyrene, EPS, serves purely as a lightweight structural support, its entire surface wrapped in aluminum foil that is electrically continuous with the high voltage supply. The EPS adds negligible electrical function. Its value lies in enabling a large conductive surface at minimal mass. This extensive conductive skin stores charge directly from the power supply, allowing the corona discharge to operate against a pre-charged electrostatic field rather than building one from scratch each cycle. The foil's high surface area increases the effective capacitance dramatically, on the order of 10 to 100 pfcm-squared, depending on surface texture and curvature, and converts a modest applied voltage into a much stronger local electric field gradient. When the corona ignites, the foil acts as a stabilizing potential reference. The emitted ions slightly modulate the local field but do not dominate it. Instead, the stored surface charge maintains a steady asymmetry that produces continuous thrust at very low power. From the Maxwell stress perspective, the force is proportional to the integral of field strength and its gradient. F epsilon 0 EE, dV. And the large, well-charged foil maximizes both terms without requiring higher voltage or higher current. This explains why a low-power, low-voltage rotor could achieve significant rotation. It substituted stored electrostatic energy for the heavy ion current losses of conventional ion wind geometries, a practical form of electrostatic efficiency. The geometry of efficiency. The efficiency of an EHD thruster is determined not by airflow speed, but by how effectively the electric field is shaped. Key parameters include field asymmetry, the net directional component of the electrostatic pressure gradient, charge density distribution, how the ion cloud modifies that field through partial shielding, capacitive coupling, the total charge stored on facing surfaces per volt applied, loss channels, corona losses, recombination, and dielectric leakage. Designs that confine and shape the field, for example, by placing a broad, oppositely charged surface close to the emitter, can achieve orders of magnitude improvements in thrust per watt. The electric field does the work, the ions merely enable the field to stay asymmetric and dynamic. Revisiting Biefeld-Brown. Brown's early observations of thrust from asymmetric capacitors predate our modern understanding of plasma physics. Without the framework of Maxwell's stress or space charge dynamics, it was natural to think the effect might involve gravity. The fact that EHD thrusters produce force against the field vector, and sometimes vertically upward, only deepened the mystery. Seen through today's lens, Brown's anti-gravity was simply electrostatic pressure made visible. The similarity in mathematical form, both gravitational and electrostatic potential energies fall off as 1/r², made the confusion historically understandable, but the physics is entirely electromagnetic. Perspectives and modern context. Recent analyses and peer discussions reinforce this reframing of electro-aerodynamic propulsion as a field gradient phenomenon rather than an ion wind engine. In classical lifter configurations, corona currents of the order of milliamperes at tens of kilovolts yield thrust densities in the micro to millinewton range per watt, a reflection of how little of the electric field energy ends up as directed mechanical stress. By contrast, the foil-wrapped EPS rotor converts the same physical law into a charge-driven process. The broad conductive surface sustains a strong E gradient with minimal current, trading drift losses for stored field energy. This distinction echoes a wider shift in contemporary research. Dielectric barrier discharge actuators in aerodynamic control also derive their surface force from Maxwell stress rather than from bulk airflow, achieving 10 to 100 NKW-superscript 1 efficiencies when the electrode geometry is tuned for asymmetry. Floating electrode and confinement geometries under study at 1 ARA and within EU EHD programs show 2- to 5-fold boosts in thrust by shaping the ion sheath, precisely the design logic of the charge reservoir rotor. And in thin air environments, such as the upper stratosphere or Martian atmosphere, where ion drag weakens but electrostatic stress remains, charge-rich surfaces can sustain propulsion long after conventional designs fail. The physics aligns neatly with the pointing momentum framework of classical electromagnetism. The thrust corresponds to the gradient of field energy density. F epsilon 0 EE, dV. Meaning that the system draws momentum directly from the electromagnetic field. The ions are catalysts maintaining the imbalance, not the reaction mass themselves. This explains why, in vacuum experiments where the field becomes symmetrical, thrust vanishes, the E term collapses. Conversely, in the foil reservoir rotor, the capacitive skin keeps E steep and directional, producing roughly 0.1 to 1 millinewton of torque equivalent thrust from only 100 milliwatts input power, 10 to 100 times the efficiency of ion drag devices. Parameter conventional ion wind design foil charge reservoir rotor implication. Dash. Voltage 20 to 50 kilovolts less than 6 kilovolts lower breakdown risk, easier scaling. Power 1 to 10 W 0.1 W 10 to 100 times higher thrust, W. Thrust mechanism ion neutral collisions, field gradient, Maxwell stress, largely air density independent. Key enabler emitter collector gap capacitive foil reservoir stored charge greater than transient current. Efficiency, NKW-superscript 1, 0.01 to 0.11 to 10, inferred, feasible for micro UAVs. Such comparisons highlight a conceptual pivot, from current-driven to charge-driven propulsion, from moving matter to shaping fields. The next frontier is what might be called electrostatic architecture, using computational optimization and advanced materials, carbon nanotube emitters, pattern foils, metamaterial dielectrics, to maximize EE. Hybrid pulse DC modes could further exploit transient charge storage while reducing chemical byproducts. Conclusion, powered by Maxwell and Coulomb. Electro-aerodynamic propulsion isn't an exotic curiosity or pseudoscientific anomaly. It's a direct manifestation of Maxwell's and Coulomb's laws, a macroscopic machine that converts electrostatic potential energy into motion through controlled field asymmetry. Where early inventors saw anti-gravity and modern projects see ion wind, the real story is simpler and deeper. Electric fields possess tension. Shape that tension, and you can pull yourself through air without moving parts, without fuel, and without sound. That is the quiet genius of electro-aerodynamic propulsion, truly, powered by Maxwell and Coulomb. References Baudon, Talley, C. et al. Evaluation of the Biefeld-Brown Effect, Asymmetric Capacitor Thruster Tests in Vacuum and Atmosphere. AA Paper 2003-1023, NASA Marshall Space Flight Center, 2003, 2003. Brown, T. T. Electrokinetic Apparatus. U.S. Patent Number 3187206, 1965-3. Wilson, S. Barrett, S. R. Flight of an Aeroplane with Solid-State Ion Propulsion. Nature 563. 532-535, 2018. 4. Moreau, E. Airflow Control by Non-Thermal Plasma Actuators. J. Fizz. D. Oppel, Fizz. 40. 605-636, 2007, 5. Ronnie, P., D., EHD Flow Control and Plasma Actuators. NASA Technical Report Server, 2015.6. Wanara EHD Program. Electrohydrodynamic Propulsion and Flow Control. Internal Reports 2018-2023.